Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Beis, mitzvah 202. The Isser of Eishas Ach, says the Torah, Ervas Eishas Achicha lo segalei, Ervas Achicha hi. One is not allowed to reveal the nakedness of my brother's wife, she is the nakedness of my brother, Ervas Achicha. This is the Isser of Eishas Ach, a brother's wife, a sister-in-law. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo Lavo Al Eishas Achiv, Shene Amar, Ervas Eishas Achicha lo segale. One is not allowed to reveal the nakedness of one's brother's wife. Ve'echad Achiv me Aviv Levad, o me'im Levad. Doesn't matter which brother this is. If this is a maternal or a paternal brother, either way, his wife is usur to me. U'bein min ha'nisuin, bein min aznus. Ishto erva alav. And it doesn't matter whether it's min ha'nisuin or min aznus, his wife is erva to me. She'achiv nikra mikol mako. Meaning, if my parents were mezana, and that's how I have a brother, right? It doesn't mean if my brother's if my brother was mezana with someone, that's not his wife. But if our parents were created us as brothers out of wedlock, so that is still my brother. Right when my brother does erison to a woman, that creates the isser of eishes ach. And it's also to me, shortly after they are married, even after one's brother dies, the Isser still is alive and well. He asura Allah mishameshazach. As we said, this is in contrast, right? Brother's wife is different than wife's sister. Wife's sister, the Isser disappears after death, as we spoke about yesterday, as we alluded to it, right? If somebody's married to Rachel, and then Rachel dies, then they can marry Leah. L'charchila, right now, b'zman hazeh. That's the only issur that changes after death. But here, brother's wife does not change. Even after one's brother dies, their wife is still usur. Chutz, with one exception. Out of all the arayas, this one has an exception to the rule. Me'eishas achshu niach lo ben, as we know, if one's brother died without having children, any type of children, even a mamzer, as we said yesterday, because mamzer would prevent yibum, but if someone dies without having any children, so the Torah says, in quotes, violate this isser of Eishazach. Shatarat Sivsal Zu Beferit, she sent a ha'ach, v'zosi mitzvah yibum, kamo shenefaris be'ezus Hashem. That is how, that is the mitzvah of yibum. This is the isser. Hopefully we'll get back to that. Let's just finish the chinuch, and then we'll come back to talk about yibum a little bit. V'noeg isser zeh b'chol makom v'chol zman, this isser applies always, brother's wife. V'yover alei v'shacha v'eishes achiv, if somebody lives with their brother's wife, shelo b'makom yibum, sed chayev karis. And of course, as he said, this applies even after the brother dies, or even after the brother divorces his wife. And there are no shnios, says the chinuch, that are created by the chachamim in this case. So again, this is the mitzvah, the isser of eishes ach. The only exception to the rule is yibum. But this is why, throughout Maseches Yevamos, whenever there is a suffix, whether there is a mitzvah or not, so we don't do yibum yet. Because it might be, if it's no mitzvah, so then one is stuck. The Mishnayos and Yevamos discuss. For example, let's say somebody does Yibam, and then they didn't wait the required time. The Mishnah Yevamos discusses that one has to wait, a woman has to wait 3 months after being married previously, before she gets remarried. And we paskin even chalitza is done after 3 months. You have to do it on after 91 days. So what happens if somebody doesn't wait then, and somebody marries their brother's wife 3 days after their brother, not 3 days, they're during Shiva, a month after their brother dies. And then a week later they realize she's was already pregnant from the husband. So the halacha is that he violated Nisakaris. There was no mitzvah of Yibam there because she was pregnant. As long as the baby is a viable baby, you have to wait 9 months to see if it's a viable baby and not just a stillborn, because then it wouldn't be a child. And in that case, so that's why we have, that's part of the reason of why one has to wait, especially in the case of Yibam. Not just in the case of if a woman gets divorced and then she wants to get remarried, we also say to wait, that's just to know who the real father is. Because if a woman has a baby 7 months after she gets divorced and remarried, you don't know who the real father is. So here, though, the stakes are even higher. It's not just because of where the father is. There's no mitzvah of Yibam because my brother's wife was pregnant, so then there's an Isra Veshas Ach, Shalom Maka Mitzvah, which, as is said here, today's mitzvah is an Isra Skila and an Isra Karis. I'm sorry, an Isra Karis if it was Bemezid, And if she was married still, it would be an Eishes Ish, which would be Chenek. Okay, original sources for Yibam. Again, I want to talk about Yibam B'ez Hashem at a much later date than Parshas Kisetze, but the Ramban that we alluded to yesterday, I didn't get to read it, so I'll read it today, talks about the roots of Yibam. Right, the Ramban, where's the first time that Yibam is mentioned in the Torah? It's in Parshas Vayeshev, right, by Yehuda and Tamar. The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, V'yabim Osa V'hakim Zera La'achicha. Rashi, right, this is Yehuda telling his second son, go marry Tamar, haben yikare al shem hames, Lashon Rashi, right, hakim zera lachicha, says the Ramban, the ben will be called al shem hames, ein ze emes, ki b'mitzvah satorah ne'emar gamkein, yakum al shem achiv hames, v'lo yimacheshman v'yisrael, v'ena yava mitzuveh, likro lebeno k'shem achiv hames, there is no specific mitzvah, if Shimon does Yibam to Reuven's wife, and then they have a child, he has to call the son Reuven? No, don't take it literally. Rashi seems to take it literally. Don't take it literally, says the Ramban. V'yarev b'boaz, v'gamis rus ha-mo'avia, eishas machlon kanisi li li'isha, lo'hakim shem ha-meis, al-nachloso. Again, lo'hakim shem ha-meis? But what's their child called? Rus and boaz, v'tigrena oso, oved, lo machlon. Right, machlon was the husband. The husband that died, Machlon and Kilion. So says the Ramban, you see, Yibam is not about literally having a child to give the name of the dead brother in order to carry on his name. It's not meant to be literal. The ode. And also, Sha'amar Vayeda Oni Kilo Lo Yezera Umahara Asher Tavo Olav Aki Yishka Zara. If it's all about just calling the name, why wouldn't he wanna be with Tamar? Says the Ramban, Aval Heinyan, and this is behind Yibam. Sod Gadol Misodos HaTorah, Betoldos HaAdam. This is a great secret, says the Ramban. V'nikar hu le'inei haroim, and it's understood by those who understand. Asher nasan lam Hashem einayim l'ros v'aznayim l'shmoa. Those who have a deep understanding that God helps to understand. V'hayu ha'chachamim ha'kadmonim kodem ha'torah yodim, ki yesh to'eles gedola b'yibam ha'ach. It's known that Yibam has tremendous powers for the neshama. Tremendous powers for the neshama. For who are ra'ui lios kodem bo v'yachrav akorav b'mishpacha. The one that's closest is a brother. And after that, any relative. Ki kol she'ero akorav b'lo b'mishpachto asher hu yoresh nachala yagim menu tachlis. On some metaphysical, spiritual level, one who is close to his brother is the one that should do Yibam. Before the mitzvah of Yibam came along that specified the brother, other relatives might have done it. That's what Yehuda was talking about. I don't know, says the Ramban. We don't know whether this was a minhag even before Yehuda. Because in Bresha, in the Medrash, it says, Ki Yehuda hischil b'mitzvah Yibam tchila. He got the secret, but he was the first one to do it. But, continues the Ramban now, and now relates to our mitzvah. The kasher basa ha-Torah, va'asra eishas ksas ha-krovim, ratza ha-kadosh baruch hu la-hatir isra eishas ha-ach b'pnei ha-yibam. Hashem wanted to matter this because he didn't want to undo Yibam, which has great sodos, like to help out the soul of the departed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu left one little Yibam example that was still mutter, and obviously turning into a chiyuv, and that was Eishes Ach. Even though, says the Ramban, that earlier might have been other family members as well. But at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu left that one open to be a mitzvah in order to fulfill this sod, Misodas HaTorah. That is the Ramban. The big discussion that we could have relating to this mitzvah of Isser Eishes Ach is, in a specific way and in a larger way, I'll read the chinuch afterwards about Yibam. First, I'll just get into the lamdis, and then remind me to read the chinuch after. And that is, when we say Yibam occurs, so Shimon is allowed to marry Reuven's wife, and he's allowed to, quote-unquote, violate the Isser of Eishes Ach. What's the lamdis? Right? In many places in Shas, we have the principles known as Hutra versus Dechuya. Is it that there is an Isser that I'm allowed to violate, right? It's doche, ase, doche los ase, literally. Or do I say no? It's what we call hutra. In this case, the isra doesn't exist. You have it by tuma hutra betzibra and tuma dechuya betzibra. You have it by koanim, allowed to be matami themselves for a meis mitzvah. Is that hutra or dechuya? You have this concept by various areas. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Is that hutra? There is no Shabbos when it comes to pikuach nefesh. or no, there is Shabbos, but you're allowed to violate, because Pikuach Nefesh takes precedence. That is the general discussion based on the Gemara already. The Gemara already has this discussion. Achronim branch out to take this discussion to other areas, and that is this area. Chutra versus Dechuya in the world of Eishes Ach and Yibam. So, what do you say? So, if you look in the new Rishiva Shiur of this year, Rav Soloveitchik, they came out, Rabbi Rachman came out with Rav Soloveitchik on Yevamos. So, if you look on the first page in Yevamos, Hakdama. What's the first Hakdama? The first Shiur that the Rav must have given on Yevamos? Mitzvahs Yibam Be'eshes Achiv, Hutra O Dechuya. The first one, when the Chinuch quotes in today's mitzvah that Yibam is Docha, the Isra of Eishes Ach, how do we understand that? Says the Rav, Mitzvah midaraisa la Yavam liyabin is Eishes Ach v'ameis. It's a mitzvah to do Yibam. Ve'eino over al Isra Eishes Ach, if he doesn't violate. Ve'yesh la'ayin. Ha'im ha'isra de Eishes Ach avihotru dechuya. In other words, V'yine matzinu b'kama duchte, we find in many places, Shekisha ha'torah materes Isur mipnei mitzvah shahaheter chah. Omidin Hutra, Omidin Dechuya, Tumah Hutra Betzibur, Dechuya Betzibur, and he quotes the case of a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir for a Meitz Mitzvah. That's the question. What do you say? What do you say here? So he says, if you look in the Gemara, by most Ase Docha Los Ase, if we have time, we'll talk about it in general, Ase Docha Los Ase approach, which we've had Shiurim on, but generally, Ase Docha Los Ase sounds like from the Gemara that is Dechuya. After all, you have the din of Reish Lakish, which we had last year in Perek Belazer Demila. Reish Lakish says, "Kol makom shad amotzi aseva lo sasei im ato yachol lekayim shnei mutav im lav yavar chavid chalos sasei." Ati de chalos sasei only works if there is no choice. If somebody has a choice, so then you're not allowed to rely on ati de chalos sasei. So if you say that, then pashtus that's because of dechuya. Because of Dechuya. Another example of Asi Dechalos Aseh where this principle comes up. We know that some of the Begadim, let's say at least for sure, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol had Shatnez in it. According to a certain, one Manda Amar. So if that is true, ask the Shagis Aryeh, but we know usually the Kohen Gadol could do as Avodah because of Asi Dechalos Aseh. Some of the Bidek would have Shatnez, Asi Dechalos Aseh. Ask the Shagis Aryeh though, but we know many times in Mesechus Yuma and elsewhere, it talks about the Kohen Gadol could do the Avodah whenever he wants. Let's say he wakes up on a Tuesday morning and I want to bring the carbon tuba today. He's allowed to. The Kohen Gadol could do it. Otherwise, they have lotteries, but the Kohen Gadol could do the avodah whatever he wants. So, ask the Shagis Aryeh, but 1 minute. If the Kohen Gadol's belt has shatnez in it, and the only reason that he's allowed to do the avodah is because of Asi Dechalos Aseh, so why don't we say, according to the Zin of Reish Lakish, that he's not allowed to do the avodah except when he has to, like on Yom Kippur. But on other days where it's not avoda specifically with the Kohen Gadol, there's a way to get out of the avera. Have a Kohen Hedrin do the avoda, and his avne might not be shatnez according to some shitas. So that is the question. But the Shagasari's question underscores this idea that Asi Dechalos Aseh only applies when there's no choice. That seems to reflect that Asi Dechalos Aseh is dechuya. The avera exists, but you're allowed to push it aside when you have a mitzvah in front of us. That's general. What about Yibum, though? So if you look, the Rav points out, if you look in Rashi, in Pashas Yisro, Rashi Pashas Yisro quotes by the Aseres Hadibros, Zachar V'Shamor, we know Chazal say, B'dibur Echon Emru, something that we can't fathom, we can't understand, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zachar V'Shamor, in the same breath, Kaviyachol. Rashi quotes, it's not just Zachar V'Shamor. Whenever we have Aseh and Los Aseh's, they were said, B'dibur Echad, Mechalaleha Mos Yumas, Uviyama Shabbos Shnei Chvasim. Meaning, you're allowed to do avoda in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos, even though there are malachas being done. You're burning, you're shechting, you could bring the carbon tamid. V'chein, lo silba shatnez, gedilam tasalacha. Tzitzes, if somebody's wearing tchelas, they can wear tzitzes even with shatnez. So, gedilam tasalacha, said at the same, in the same breath. V'chein, ervas eishas achicha, yavamo yavo alaha. Ariser, eishas avicha, with the mitzvah of Yibum. So what is that Rashi seemed, that Chazal, that Rashi's quoting seemed to say, it was said b'dibur echad, that sounds like Hutra. Along with the Isser, was given this mitzvah, meaning, b'mokam this mitzvah, that's a built-in limitation on the Isser. That's what Rashi seems to say, about all of these, being that they are b'dibur echad nemu. Me'achar sharashi yishves hakorvas karbanis musaf im yibum v'kelayim b'tzitzis mashma shesover sheyibum chal midin hutra. It sounds like it would be hutra, right? So that is all of these ideas. The Rav has an interesting line. He says, why is it then? So Reish Lakish and other contexts of Asi Dochalosa say it seems to be dechuya. Well, these examples that Rashi quotes, by Karbanas on Shabbos, and by Tzitzis and Kelayim and Yibum, it seems to be Hutra. Says they're a beautiful, very mistaver. The difference is, did the Torah specifically say this limitation and this mitzvah in this context? Says the Rav, Vahabir, Mishum Sheba Karbanas Hayom, Kelayim, but Tzitzis, Uba Yibum, Haheter Mefurish Batorah, Vechal Be'etzim Parshas Ha'Isser. What, by all these cases, these three examples that Rashi gives, by Tzitzis and Chatnis, and by Yibum and the Isser of Eishes Ach, by all of these, the Torah itself says it's mutter, knowing that it's violating the an Aveira. Because the Torah says, marry your brother's wife. Isn't that an Aveira? But the Torah says it. So it's obviously saying the Isser does not exist then. The Torah says, give a carbon tumid every single day. The Torah knows that every 7 days is Shabbos. How could you give a carbon tumid every day? Right? So the answer is, because the Torah knows this, that it must be limited. Or tzitzis, the Torah says, wearing woolen tzitzis with tcheles and a linen garment. The Torah says, that's the mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah. What do you mean? Aren't you violating? The answer is, the Torah knows that. So it's very mistaver. It's very logical to say that in these examples, that's what Rashi says is hutra. That's what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu said a b'dibur echad. But all the other examples of Asi Docha Losa say, where it's not mefurish in the Torah. It's just there was, for some reason, you have to rely on it. Right? Asi Docha Losa say. Somebody has saras on his foreskin, and he has to get prismila. Okay, so we say Asi Docha Losa say there. Right, or there was a mess up in the avodas the Gemara talks about, and you have blood. You're not sure whether to sprinkle it one time or four times, because there's blood mixed in here from both. So maybe Asi Dochalosa say, even though there's an Israel Baltosif, you could do the mitzvah anyway. So these are examples. That's not mafurish in the Torah that these are mitzvahs. No, it's a coincidence. It just happened that there's a overlap between the mitzvah and the avera. So that could be dechuya. And it's very mistaver to say those are dechuya and not just hutra. But so that's his suggestion to explain why these would be different than other cases. He notes though that not everyone would agree to this. For example, the most extreme formulation of hutra is in Rabbeinu Nisim Gon in Masech HaShabbos. Rabbeinu Nisim Gon in Masech HaShabbos on Daf Kuf Lama Gimel talks about. Kedilim Tasalachan Shatnez, and he relates it to all Asi Dochalos Aseis, and he says, V'chiko Ashara She'ini Makares, let me just find the line, V'nekai Matzivu She'ase, V'tavu Mitzvah Aseis, V'tichalos Aseis, Ki Ha'ashara She'lav Al Zeh Hatznai Namra. All Lavim, and he's generalizing it, were said conditionally, when there's no mitzvah. Ubaze ha-pira she-pirashnu yasir mi-libcha safek gadol she-mistafkin bo b'nei adam v'sho'alin olav me'achar she'anu yodim she'azor aslav kasha mitzivoy. We usually say a lo sase is worse than an ase, right? You get punishments for violating an iser. You don't get punished for not doing a mitzvah. So why should you say ase doch a lo sase? So says Rabbeinu Nisim Gon in the bottom of the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel. He says no, because of this. We should understand the ase as a built-in limitation of the los asay. V'chi atzibu shall asay t'nayu ba. Right, and that's what he means. So he quotes the examples that Rashi quotes, but he generalizes it to the principle of asi dochalos asay. So he seems to say hutra across the board. The Rav is suggesting that maybe we say dechuya in other cases, except where it's mefurish, but Torah, that there is a heter and a mitzvah. Okay, so by Yibum, though, according to this, it would be Hutra. And that, he says, is an example of what the Rambam says. The Rambam also seems to say Hutra. To read you one Rambam, and then we'll move on. The Rambam in Hilchos Yibum, Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam tells us, Hacholetz liyavimto, ne'esra hachalutza, hi v'kol tzorosea lacholetz v'alshar achin. If somebody does chalitza, so forevermore they are usher to that woman. If Shimon does chalitza to Reuven's wife, he is usher to her and to all her relatives. All the relatives. The kul and asuras and the divrei sofrim kishnios. It's all midrabanan. This, by the Shem, we will talk about when we get up to in next week. When we talk about the relatives of a wife, we'll see in mitzvah reishvav. Sisters. So we'll talk about also sisters of a chalutza, relatives of a chalutza, are asur midrabanan. Says the Rambam. They're aser midrabanan. Why they aser? So listen to this line. Shemei achar, shemeis achiv below vlad, nistalek iser erva me'al kol nashav. The second that the brother dies, the Isser Erva disappears. That doesn't sound like the Rambam is just saying, you're allowed to violate. It sounds like he's saying Hutra. Nistalik Isser Erva me'al kol nashav, lefichach tosav en ha-kedusha kishniyos, and therefore, the relatives of a chalutza is only Aser D'Rabbanan, it is not Aser D'O Raisa. Okay, so this is all I had to understand. The Isser of Eishes Ach and the mitzvah of Yibam that goes along with it. The Menachas Chinuch just points out, look in Oz Beis, I mean it's a simple halacha of Yibam, but he says what it says, the only exception that you have is your for your brother's wife. He notes that's only a paternal brother's wife. If it's a maternal brother, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. So then this Isser still kicks in. This Isser is any brother, Eishes Ach. The mitzvah of Yibam is only by a paternal brother. So he notes that there's not going to be a mitzvah of Yibam in the case of a maternal brother. Just to end off, I said I'll get back to it. The Chinuch over there, Tavkuf Sadeches, in mitzvah 598, Mitzvah 598, the Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the purpose behind the mitzvah of Yibam? This just relates to the Ramban that we mentioned, so I'll mention it now, and then we'll continue. Misharshi HaMitzvah. Lefisho HaIsha Acha Shinizeis Le'ish, Harayu Ke'echon Me'evarav. A woman, after she's married, she becomes really part of the man. They're a unit. Shekein Yechayev Ateva. That's natural. Why? This is a beautiful line. Mipnei Maisa Ha'av HaRishon, She'lukcha Achas Mitzalosav, Umimena Banalo, Ha'kel Isha. Beautiful. By a man and woman, when they come back, they become one again. Why? Because they originally started off as one. Right? Schava was the rib of Adam. So when people get married, it's as if she, the woman, the wife, is becoming part. She's an Eishes Ish. Her status. She gets the status of Eishes Ish. For her Isha Zesh Shemes Belobanim, and this man, this poor guy, who died without children, she Echelek Mimenu Lezichron Lo, Ulamas Makoba Olam, you want to have some Zecher to this man, she's the only Zecher to him. She's part of him. Va'odein Zecher Lo Ba'olam Agufani Zulasi Zosa Isha. She Etzameat Samav Ubasam Ibsaro. So her it was Chaste Hashem. Even though all arayos were asered, like today's, it was Chaste Hashem. Lahakim lo zera mimena al yidei achiv. Shehu gam kein kechatsi b'saro. Kedei sheyia oso hazera memali makomo va'oved baro tachtov. So through this, the neshamis kidmesh v'yizkal yado ba'olam ha'neshamos asher usham. This gets into the sodos that the Rabban was talking about. Not that he would be perfectly exactly like his brother, but it would be continuing his brother's legacy in a certain way. So that's the Ramban, that's the Chinuch that connects to the Ramban that we started off with. Okay, today we had a chance to discuss Asi Dochalosa, say a little bit specifically regarding the mitzvah of Yibam and the Isra of Eishes Ach, is that Hutra or Dechuya? That is mitzvah 202. Beth Hashem, next time, tomorrow, Beth Hashem, we start the three mitzvahs that go together. The Isurim of a mother and a daughter, and a mother and granddaughters. Okay, we will stop here.